God, my God is you. I will look for you at dawn. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In dry and arid land, where there are no waters to see your power and your glory. Just as I have looked at you in the sanctuary, because your mercy is better than my life. My lips will praise you, and I will bless you, my life, and in your name I will raise my hands. Did you know that the first 20 minutes when you wake up will help you to mark how the rest of your day will be? When I read this article in an interesting magazine, I could understand the importance. What is a priority for us? When we get up, the first thing that comes to our head and the first thing we do when we get up will determine how we will behave, how we will think, how we will speak, will determine how we'll be emotionally stable during the day. So I ask you today, what is the first thing you do when you wake up? Someone listening to the roar of the alarm clock and they do not get up, they should postpone 5 more minutes. And let's say that that's one of the worst habits you can have, is to postpone the alarm clock, because that way you program yourself to postpone everything during the day. Others, when you get up, the first thing you do is watch the news on your cell phone. And you start to fill your head with incorrect information. Information that the only thing is going to load you, and that's the way you start your day. Others start their day arguing, thinking about what they have to pay. Today you can realize why in your day you have so many conflicts and so many difficult situations that you do not know how to face. In addition to the different ones, because you are going to face difficult situations, but when you have a priority, I am going to teach you right now. When we learn to start the day well, we can end it in victory. That's why I go to the Psalms. Psalms chapter 63. I really like it. It's a Psalms that David wrote, and not exactly the best moment of his life. Some theologians could conclude that David wrote this Psalm in the desert, in one of the most difficult times of his life. And it was when his son Absalom rose up against him. And when his son Absalom wanted to steal his throne and rise up against him to remain king, then David had to flee. Others say that it was a time that Saul was chasing him to kill him. They were two difficult moments. I want to focus on the point where he was. He was in the desert. I do not know if you have ever been in a physical desert, but the desert is a dry place. There is only earth and wind in the day, an inclement heat, and at night a cold that you cannot bear, especially when you are alone. It's somewhat complicated. Now let's talk about the spiritual desert. When I talk to you about the desert, I will tell you about situations in your life that many times you are going to face. Situations you do not look for, but come. Situations that can mark you at some point in life, because they become a stumble block or become something strong, a load so strong that you cannot carry it yourself. Alone and at the most terrifying moment is when we pass through the desert in solitude. Because let's say that one of the most difficult things, it's not the harshness of the desert, but the oppression of being alone in the middle of it. David felt like this, and I want to accompany me for a moment on this trip. So you can imagine David's life, getting to that place, being in a tent, in the middle of an arid land, in the middle of the desert, in the middle of inclement heat, and already in the middle of the night, of the early morning, tucked between some fur that could keep you warm, unable to sleep, leaning out the door of the cabin, perhaps looking away, because the hour of dawn is when the day is darkest. But looking to heaven, a starry sky, feeling the cold, But at some time, the heat of being alone, however, he knew that he was not alone there. He knew that there was someone who had accompanied him all the time since his birth. And that person is God. Therefore, he starts talking to God. He writes this psalms and says, God, my God, it is you. At dawn, I will look for you. My soul thirsts for you, and my flesh yearns for you. In dry and arid land, where there is no water, you know, I do not know. If you have ever felt like this, or suddenly you're going through a moment when you feel like you're on dry ground that does not produce, and you are thirsty, a thirst that you have tried to quench with people, with friends, with alcohol, with money, with studies, and I don't know how many other things, with parties. But at the end of the night, when you get home, you are like David. You do not fall asleep. You can only sit down to look out the window and realize that you are in a desert. Perhaps some people have battered faith. And with great pain in the heart, for experience living what you had to live, a separation, bad news, a moment of illness, name that desert. But you are there, and you have two options: argue or fight, deny and cry. Or you can raise your hands, as David said, I raise my hands to you because your mercy is better than life. Because I know while there is life, there is hope. And in this desert, you accompany me. Because although in the desert, you can live the most inclement heat and cold nights, you can also experience the great love of God in the midst of loneliness. That person who is always there, who does not fail you, and who does not leave you, is the Father, who is God. That's why he understood how wonderful that is, to dedicate the first time when rising to the Lord. Let's go to that moment of David. In verse 6 it says, when I remember you in my bed, when I meditate on you in the night, because you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice, this my soul attached to you. Your right hand has supported me. I want to give you a key today so that you learn to start the day well. We do know at the moment when you get up what the day will bring. But if we can be filled with God, to have calm, wisdom, intelligence, to know how to face every obstacle in every situation, strengthen in someone greater than you, strengthen in someone who does not fail you, strengthen in God, that great and wonderful being that is your Father. In all the time, I've been waiting for you, to take care of you, guiding your steps. I come back and ask you, what is the priority in your life? What is the first thing? What is the first thing you do when you get up? My advice to you today is pause. Don't run to turn on the news. Don't run to read the newspaper. Don't run to answer chats on WhatsApp. Stop and raise your hands to the heaven and stop worshiping. Raise your hands to the heaven and start thanking. Raise your hands to the heaven and start talking to your heavenly Father, who hears you. He left us the prayer to be able to get intimate with him. He left us the prayer to be able to communicate. He left us the door open to approach us confidentially, to be confident that we are under his wings, to be confident that our first words, that our first prayer, that our hands raised when we get up first for him. The first 20 minutes when you get up will determine what the next 23 hours and 40 minutes of your day will be like. So it's good that you can have that habit, and that you can get up and your first words are for God. That when you get up, when you stretch, your first moments of stretching and raising your hands are for God. Your first thanks are for God. To meditate, to take that Bible. I invite you to look for a Bible, or to download it on your cell phone and take a text and start reading it, and you will realize God will begin to speak to your life in a special way. The answers to your question are there. And when you start to pray and speak with God, you will feel a supernatural peace. A peace that will guide your heart and your thoughts. You will feel like the Lord, through His Holy Spirit, will calm you. It will give you rest. It will give you rest. And it will open your eyes clearly so that you can see what is always in front of you and know how to face it. He is going to guide your steps. There is nothing more wonderful than the first 20 minutes when you get up. Only and exclusively for God. When you do it, you will have a successful day. You will have a day in victory because you are going to a place, your mind and your heart, in the hands of God. I assure you, a forceful victory in all your day. So stop thinking about what is not good and focus on God. Give Him your first open eye to Him and let Him guide your walk. You will walk in victory. Prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your great love. And thank you for what you teach us. In the most crucial desert, our first lift will always be you. Our first words are for you. In this new day that we begin, accepting your lordship and your serenity in us. And always asking for your company, because Lord, we realize that when people are not there and when we are in solitude, in the most crucial moments, there is always you. Your light is always there. Your presence is always there. And although we try to deny it, you are always there. Your love and your mercy, as David said, a better life it is. Thank you. Today we put this day in your hands so that you can direct our steps and help us to walk in victory. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. So from now on, that our first 20 minutes when we get up are for you, God. And the rest of the day, you will assure a forceful victory. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, reminding you that God always arrives just in time. Please pass this devotional to everyone who needs it. And I invite you to subscribe to our page on YouTube. Enter YouTube, write devotionals just in time, so that every day you have a devotional. You can also follow him on Instagram, Pastor Elias HC. Blessings.